Welcome back to Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, where we dive deep into the circuitry of today's tech trends. I'm Alex, here to untangle the wires of complex tech topics.
And I'm Jamie, ready to ask the questions you're probably thinking at home or wherever you're tuning in from. Today's episode is a big one. Microsoft Agent 365 goes GA, AI Agent Control Plane 2026. So Alex, Microsoft is making moves again, huh?
Absolutely, Jamie. On May 1st, 2026, Microsoft launched the general availability of Agent 365. It's a major step in AI agent management, especially for enterprise environments. Think of it like giving each AI agent an ID badge and a set of rules to follow.
AI agents with ID badges? So like little robotic hall monitors?
Kind of, but a bit more complex. Each AI agent gets an Entra identity, which helps in managing what they can and can't do within a network. It's all about keeping things secure and under control.
Got it. And I saw something about this tying in with other Microsoft services.
Right. Agent 365 integrates with Microsoft Defender, Purview, and Intune. This means it doesn't just give out ID badges. It also monitors the agent's actions, manages data protection, and even controls the devices these agents run on.
Sounds powerful. But what changed with this new launch? Weren't they running some kind of preview before?
Good question. During the preview phase, Microsoft was testing the waters, seeing how these AI agents would perform in controlled environments. Now with GA, or general availability, they've rolled out enhanced features like agent-aware network policies and expanded support for local agents on Windows devices.
Oh, speaking of local agents, what's this? I hear about something called OpenClaw.
OpenClaw is a prime example of what Microsoft is addressing. It's an open-source AI that can run on almost any device and execute tasks via large language models. Before, it could operate without much oversight, which is risky for enterprises.
Risky business indeed. So they're bringing these rogue agents into the fold?
Exactly. With Agent 365, companies can now detect, manage, and secure these agents just like they would with any other enterprise software.
And there's something about multi-cloud stuff too, right?
Yes. They've launched a multi-cloud registry sync feature. This means that AI agents running on platforms like AWS or Google Cloud can be managed through Microsoft's ecosystem, providing a unified dashboard for all AI agents across different clouds.
That sounds like a game changer for IT departments everywhere.
Absolutely. It simplifies the management and enhances security across the board.
Now, what about this Windows 365 for agents? That sounds like something out of a sci-fi movie.
It does have a futuristic ring to it, doesn't it? It's essentially a virtual environment where AI agents can operate securely. This helps in scaling operations without compromising on security, especially for complex tasks that these agents perform.
Man, the future is now and it is heavily monitored.
That it is, Jamie. And with all these developments, Microsoft is bundling these services into what they're calling the Microsoft 365 E7 Frontier Suite. It's a package deal that seems to offer substantial savings over piecemeal solutions.
Savings? Now you're speaking my language, Alex.
Thought that might catch your ear. It's all about getting more bang for your buck.
Well, that's all the time we have today on Nerd Level Tech AI Cast. Thanks for diving into the digital deep end with us.
And thank you for tuning in. Don't forget to subscribe for more tech insights and updates. Until next time, keep your tech sharp and your curiosity sharper.